1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian podcast is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Safety and well-being of guests and associates are top priority. Temporarily closing was the right thing to do, and when timing is right, the movie experience will return. Updates at MarcusTheaters.com.
Have you guys ever given yourselves a haircut?
Have I ever given myself a haircut?
Yes, I did.
A full-on all the way around your head, though. See, that's the thing. Most girls, too. Girls do bangs. You know what I mean? We'll trim or we'll do something, but not all
was,
the way around.
Just trying to get some stray hair.
Sure.
Squared away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I was
with
combing
an actual
my hair
scissors?
What, an actual scissors?
I mean, like you were, it wasn't a razor or a trimmer or something like that.
Toenail clippers.
Or a scissors I got out of the, you know, that used. You use them to cut paper.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your mom could
hair cutting
scissors. Your mom could have used them to cut the chicken up the other night.
Well, yeah. Yeah. That's scissors. The kind of scissors I'm
scissors,
talking about.
Right.
Yeah,
I use scissors in my kitchen all the time. And not scissors. Not kitchen scissors.
How many pair do you have?
Like seven. They just go right in the dishwasher when I'm done.
I know I have at least four.
Yeah. I've got orange, two blacks, one with an orange stripe.
You know
stripe
why
black.
I have four pair of scissors? Do you know why?
Because you steal them from here?
No.
Oh.
No, they're purchased. We buy them.
Oh.
Matter of fact, a new pair was bought over the weekend.
Okay.
You know why? Because
that was the
Brian
mask
and I
making.
Grew up in houses that were almost the same house. They're identical.
No, but we did too, because we had the one scissors and the one vacuum.
Because we had one scissors.
Yeah.
And you were always looking for it, and it didn't work. Even when you found it, the screw was always loose, and you had to find a butter knife to tighten the screw up. It was the black handles and silver blades, right.
You know what I used to open a paint can the other day? A scissors that my mother had, I'm not kidding, for like seven decades, and it was supposed to trim your eyebrows. So one side was a comb, and the other side came down and would trim.
And now it's been reduced to opening
it
paint
never,
cans.
But it never cut anything. It can't cut anything. It doesn't cut. There's no sharpness to it.
Why don't you throw them away and get a paint can opener?
I don't know why I have that little thing. Oh, the paint can. I can't find the paint can opener. It's
screwdriver.
Somewhere. Oh, I use knives. I use everything. You should see what I used to try to tear a carpet yesterday. I have a picture. I have a picture of all my tools. Do you want it?
Okay.
Maybe later.
This didn't happen on the air. Yesterday, Carrie texted me and Brian. There's a group text between the three of us. Said you were tearing out carpet.
It wasn't a thruple-like thing. It was just about...
Yeah. And you said, how do I get...
I wish Eric could replay that.
No offense.
Yeah, none taken. Yeah. As you throw up a little in your mouth.
Yeah, I never even thought about that, but yeah, that would be no good. I wouldn't want any part of that one. No, sorry. No offense to you guys. I'm just saying. I'm sure you feel the same way.
I do.
I like working with you.
Yeah.
You're fun to talk to.
I have a lot of fun with
y'all
too.
But it ends at 10 o'clock, and that's nice. Still, there's an
end. It is nice.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Very, very nice. Not bad. It's very nice. Very good.
One's very nice. The other's horrible.
I can get... Do you want me to get my phone really quick and show you what
I
use?
Hold on.
Okay.
You texted us yesterday. You were taking out carpet. And you said,
I got hyper. Okay, so I was painting my hallway, right, with the coronavirus. I'm stuck at home. So now I'm going to just paint this damn hallway, blah, 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 blah. I finally get it, with four coats where I like it. And I used my carpet as a drop. I didn't lay anything out because I hate this carpet. It's anyway.
You're
going
to replace it. You thought I'll just tear it out when I'm done.
Right. So okay. There's paint drops all over it because I could care less. That's fine. It's coming out. So I'm like, should I just get rid of this now? I'm doing this. I'm hyper. I'm at home. I get like four steps up and I physically don't have the strength to like keep it going and it's all attached. And I'm like, well, if I could just cut this
and
do
over,
two at a time, two at a time, maybe then I can get rid of it, And I'm starting to get super, super sore and my glutes, I'm pulling so hard that I think I'm going to pull like a butt muscle, which I don't think I've ever done. And just, it was not working. So I thought,
I've heard of pulled hammies, but pulling the glute,
That's a big one.
That's how
that's
dug in
muscle.
I was.
Yeah, that's a big muscle.
On the staircase. Okay, so then I go up to the top and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to cut a piece. The landing is all the same. And pulling up a room is not hard to do. I've done that a million times.
Just go around the perimeter.
Yeah, it comes right off the tack and you're fine, right? So the landing will be fine. I have to cut a piece, though, off the top of the landing so I can pull down now. And try to get some, leverage to help my large self pull down and use gravity. And I didn't have anything to cut the carpet with that made any sense at all. So
Now, keep in mind, she opened a paint can with a pair of her mother's eyebrow scissors. So I can't imagine what she showed up to cut carpet with. like some sort of bush trimmer?
You know the
hedge trimmer?
Not a hedge trimmer, but you know the large angled clip where you want to take branches off, branches that are like an inch in diameter or something like that, and you want to trim them. Yeah. I use that thing.
Yeah. Tree shears.
Yes, to cut all across the garden. I was sweating
again.
So hard.
This is why you have to go to Nye's and get the right tool for the job.
It took forever.
Yeah.
And then when I did
when did you first do that? When did you say,
"See, Brian,
here I am in the middle of a project, and I can't use this screwdriver as a chisel, or whatever." When did you say?
When I bought a house.
Did you?
Yeah. When I bought a house, I thought I can't just work with this limited amount. You know, I had tools. My dad always had tools. So,
I know you just grabbed something when you guys were, and I would grab something when I lived at home.
Now, in our defense, we moved a lot too. So there was not a lot of home repair going on before we settled in here. So, when I got my first house, that was when I went, I have got to get the right tools.
And Brian is a feminist in that he wants me to have the right tools. And I know
this about it. It makes it so much easier.
It makes him really miserable when... But you know what the best tool was yesterday, even though the carpet...
Your brain.
You know when you dig out dandelions with that long
thing? Not your brain?
That thing was like the greatest to get underneath the carpet and pull on the stairs. I used that for like 7 stairs. It was great. I'm pretty sore, but...
But you needed a...
I have to.
How do I cut this carpet? And I
can't.
I said a utility knife will work just fine.
Yeah.
And you said in these trying times, you couldn't afford or you didn't have a utility knife.
I just decided I wasn't going to go out and run out and get one.
I thought to myself, they're like $6.
Yeah, I know.
And I have several of them laying around the house. I was going to gift you one.
Bring it.
I forgot it. I forgot it today. I was doing.
I was really gung ho for this to
Now you can accept or not accept this excuse. I was watching Tiger King. When you sent that, so I was like,
"How could you tear yourself away?"
Right.
I get.
And I totally forgot about it till I sat down here this morning.
Maybe we can post my picture on Facebook of the tools that I used because I took a picture.
For carpet removal, right? That's what those tools are used for. I want to put those on Facebook. Here's how
it is just going to make Brian really sad.
You have to get the right
tool. After I finally bought a house and I was in the middle of something, I was...
So your first house too, though?
Yeah.
This is my third.
Something goes off in our brain.
I have a house. Why don't I have whatever it is I was looking for?
Right.
I know what it was. I remember this. We were working on something together at your house. Hammer drill.
Was it a hammer drill?
Yeah. Okay. And you just had a regular drill. And you said,
hammer drill.
Why don't I have a hammer drill? I'm a homeowner.
It kind of was like a thing from then on. It was like if I was in the middle of something and I needed something, I would go get it.
The proper tool.
The whole thing, go get the tool, which meant, 50 trips to the hardware store to do anything
but in the long run you save time.
Long run.
I got a box of tools.
Find out what you need.
I have
screwdrivers and I have the whole set. I have wrenches and stuff.
Thank you.
You don't have the right. You have tools. You don't have the right tools.
You know what? I have good yard stuff. I got a lot of good yard stuff.
All right. Okay.
I know how to do my yard.
You can't pull out carpet with a rake. Most times.
I might try that today.
Well, you can. It's not going to be easy. You're good.